The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Welcome back to the final segment of the 7 a.m. hour. And you know, our conversation this morning is actually driven by Sanderson Ford, our staycation. We've had just a great time talking to Judith Doerr, artist of the Cowgirl Up event, getting ready to go on in Wickenburg, which is our staycation destination of the month. We've had a great conversation. If you missed it, you can catch it on our podcast. Also, Gary, real quick, what's the answer, true or false, to my question about the Hassayampa River?
There was one word in there that makes me say false, and that's topsy-turvy.
Very good. They call it the upside-down river.
Yeah.
There you go. So the Yavapai called it the following the center, the water as far as it goes, and the Apache called it the upside down river.
All right.
Well, that was pretty tricky, wasn't it? Hey, I wanted to visit. So visiting the museum, there was a lot of displays about the Flying E Ranch. Its history is rich in the Wickenburg area. And our staycation winner was able to go and stay there. They're actually there right now. We'll have to get a little report when they get back. But it's a fabulous place. Rosie and I stopped by. And online, we have Angie Freeman of the Flying E Ranch. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning. How are you?
We are well. We are well. How's it up in Wickenburg this morning?
It's beautiful. Finally, no wind. It's awesome. Couldn't ask for more. It's finally spring.
Yes, which is kind of high season at the Flying E, yes?
Yes.
Well, y'all are coming off some pretty cool events. They have you have like a cowgirl weekend and a couple of really fun things people could maybe plan for next year.
Oh, absolutely. We do cowgirl weekend in January and February. It's cowgirls only. Sorry, boys. But you get between 25 and 40 women who spend three nights together and do all kinds of stuff from Annie Oakley shootouts to cattle drives and paintings and all kinds of things.
Do people sign up as a group or is it just you just sign up and then you meet new friends?
No, that's the awesome thing. It's just you sign up. There's women that have been coming for 5 or 10 years in a row who are now bestest of friends and look forward to seeing each other each year. And then we also welcome newbies. We had a couple in January and I think 3 or 4 in February that were new and exchanged a bunch of numbers. And now we'll be coming back next year, already reserved for next year. And have met a bunch of new friends with the same interests.
I love it. So families can come up and really enjoy their time, too. Kind of tell our listeners, Angie, what it would be like to stay there for a couple days and what's maybe the average stay.
Yeah, so we don't have a limit or rules on how many days you have to stay. You can come stay one night if you're doing something fun in Wickenburg, like the Cowgirl Up or visiting the museum or one of the concerts or, you know, you can stay a week or two. We have people that stay 2 weeks. The average stay is usually about 3 to 5 days. It's a very intimate, personable feeling when you're here. We try to make all of our guests leave like they're feeling like family. And the same is true with the guests that come. They meet new people. We do everything family style. Breakfast, lunches, dinners are all served in our lodge. We have 4 or 5 different long, big tables that everyone sits down and interacts and gets to know each other.
We love that room. Angie, Rosie and I were in there this week and just there are, Rosie, what do you think, 100 photo albums dated by year and you can go through and see what it was like to stay there in the 50s up till maybe last year. That was really fun just kind of looking through.
They would register.
Awesome. People love that.
They would register where they were from and y'all draw guests literally from around the world.
That's true.
And so, Angie, just explain, you're on 22,000 acres, right? So when you're out there, you feel the kind of the vastness of ranch life.
Yes. It's nice because people will start coming here to horseback ride, and we have trails for everyone. And they'll end up, you know, as they get into the later years or if they get a sporting injury and they can't, they find all the different things that you can do on 22,000 acres. We have bird watching trails. We have petroglyph trails. There's all kinds of neat hiking out there to do. All the wildlife. We had one girl, a teenage girl who was off a sporting injury, didn't feel like going riding. She went out walking and took amazing pictures of a bobcat and a deer.
Wow. And, you know, when being on the property, it feels kind of like historical country club feel. It's extremely clean, extremely well-kept, extremely historical feel to it and family feel. I could picture maybe a family reunion there. You know, having your whole family out there would be just fabulous. You have a pool side, little dining, you know, area, picnic area. Then, like you said, the the community tables, and then the individual rooms, all kinds of different choices for rooms too, casitas and room, and just more hotel style rooms.
Yeah, we have regular lodge rooms, and we have two of our cabins that are about 1,300 square feet that fit families nice. But you don't have to come stay the night and be a guest. You can come just a horseback ride, and we put on concerts periodically. We actually have one this Sunday with the Sons of the Pioneers, and we're opening up to anybody who wants to come just enjoy it, even if it's for the day.
That's awesome.
That would be a blast. Sons of the Pioneer at the Flying E Ranch this Sunday. Oh, man.